start salons simply because they can braid, cut hair, or do nails.
Yes.
They assume skill is enough. Mm. And that's completely wrong. All right, so your question is...
The question is, what smart businesses do we have that you can recommend?
Well, before we recommend any business, let's talk about, there are so many businesses that really look so smart, but keeps people broke.
Wow.
All right, so let's just look at them. Okay, so number one, we're going to talk about clothing and fashion business without niche or target market.
Yes.
You buy random wares, dump them on WhatsApp, and shout, available. Really?
Wow.
Yeah? Wow. Who is your target?
That's right.
What problem are you solving?
This is
and where is your story? Poor people sell to survive. Rich people or successful people sell to dominate.
Wow.
And that's one truth that you must always remember. Fashion is psychology.
Okay.
Fashion is what?
Psychology.
Not sewing. Until you understand the color, identity, influence, and positioning, you will keep competing on price and dying slowly in the very same market. Others are dominating. Number two, let's talk about salons, barbershops, and beauty businesses without customer experience. This is another business that looks profitable, but it keeps most owners broke. Here's the thing. Many start salons simply because they can braid, cut hair, or do nails.
Yes.
They assume skill is enough. And that's completely wrong.
Wow.
Skill without experience becomes invisible. No client follow-up, no loyalty system, no ambience, no customer data, no upselling strategy, totally not even visible online.
Wow.
That's a disaster.
Yes, sir.
Not even, forget about our websites, but not even on WhatsApp business. Meanwhile, successful beauty brands create a ritual smell, music, premium packaging, etc.
This is profound.
You know, such type of businesses, they even go as far as having appointments online.
That's right, sir.
All right? On websites or, of course, on WhatsApp business apps. People, one thing to know about this business, people don't just pay for beauty. They pay for how you make them feel.
Wow, remarkable.
A saloon without experience becomes a survival business. And you can't afford to run on a survival business.
Yes, sir.
You need a worthy business. Number three, food and restaurant business without branding.
Wow.
It's so dangerous. We have so many people talking about food and restaurant, right?
Yes, sir.
This one is so emotional, and I want you to to see this. Everyone thinks people must eat. So food business can't fail. It's
right.
A lie.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a very big lie.
Interesting.
Poor people start food business with no packaging at all. No identity, no marketing. They sell rice, while successful business people on the same food and the restaurant business, they sell experience.
This is brilliant.
So say they are selling food, or you are selling what?
An experience.
Experience. That's why, same location, one struggles to make $50. All right?
Yes, sir.
While another person in the same location sells out before noon. Branding is not decoration, it's differentiation.
Profound.
If your food doesn't tell a story, it will die in the noise. The problem is not that poor people cannot start business. No. The problem is they start the wrong ones. the wrong way with a poor mindset.
Wow.
The secret is this. You must always think like a rich person,
yes,
or like a successful person in order for you to become one.
Powerful.
The marketplace only respects rich mindset. It doesn't care your background.
Mm.
That is why the poor gets poorer and the rich gets richer.
This is gold. Wow.
It's not magic at all. Your strategy, branding, and positioning. You can't use emotions to build an empire.
Mm.
You need information. You need structure.
Mm.
And you need systems.
We are learning. Wow.
Remember, you don't get a life of what you want. You get a life of what you create.
Profound.
In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5, it says, to your faith, add works or virtue. To your virtue, add knowledge. As we pray, as we serve Christ, we must always possess and have this knowledge. Thank you.
Awesome.